morning, guys, and God bless you. Today is your real greatest day. It's all about waking up with a real positive mindset, really setting our hearts and our minds to God, and just thanking Him for the day, because, you know, when you have that within your heart, you know, that you are so thankful, you really can see such the huge difference between your life now compared to your life without God, because God has really worked some great miracles within each and every one of our lives. And you know, if you can't see them right now, then the first one is you've woken up this morning, and that means you have great purpose, that you really can do great things within this life and for God. God really wants us to have that recognition of our calling, recognition of, you know, why are we and what is our purpose? What is our purpose for today? And we can pray and thank God, you know, thank God. And ask him to direct your mindset. What is your mindset today? Is it a mindset of defeat? Is it a, or are you being victorious? And sometimes, yeah, we go through seasons. But those seasons really do not define us. And those seasons that happen, as long as you are willing to really learn and grow and really see things from, you know, actually, this may have been a season, and I may have been off in areas and I have done things that I'm not so, you know, I might not have got into everything, but I know today where I stand with being aligned with God. You know, that actually the truth is what sets him free. You know, that truth of what God says. And sometimes you may not understand. Sometimes you may not see things from God's perspective. But God will really humble you. He will get you to understand. He will, you can begin to understand. It's just about really carrying on. And do you know what? I feel like judgment is such, when you judge someone at face value, you judge someone in their carnality, that is such a negative, devilish way. Because that's what the devil does. He wants to put blame. He wants to put judgment on you. He wants to bring you down. He doesn't want you to have, you know, high self-esteem. He doesn't want you to have high self-love. And it's not the self-esteem within yourself. It's the self-esteem of what you know that God can do through you. That actually, you know, who I am and the mistakes I make, that is not who God, you know, called me to be. And it's not okay to keep doing the things that may cause you destruction, that may cause you to be less with God, you know, could cause you to be more carnal. You really want to have that mindset of, okay, today, am I thinking spiritually or am I thinking carnally? How am I thinking? And, you know, as we know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you're really, if you face judgment, or maybe you have something within you that you need to actually recognize, actually I'm being a little bit judgmental here, or I'm not thinking how, you know, how Jesus would have on this earth. That I can always remember the bands that I had was WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? And it just, that gives a whole big, you know, outlook, gives a real big outlook of actually what would Jesus do in this moment? How would he act? How would he respond? How would he look at this person? And, you know, within judgment there is no love. So we can all learn that we're all on different journeys, different paths. we can all really decide to put our mindset and put our minds to God and really decide that the decisions that we make are really going to, you know, affect our today or affect our, you know, affect our future. So we really want to place and put into our hearts, we want to place and put into our minds the Word of God. We want to put into, you know, actually, is this really how my, you may really, really, really desire something, like really, truly desire something, and it could completely take over your mind. But if it's not of God, and it's not right, and it's not spiritual, you know, it's not on the right spiritual path, and it can cause you destruction, God is going to really pull you back. He is really going to, and I mean pull you back from every way that is not going to, it could wreck and ruin your life. You know, you're going to really start to, I've really been made very aware this year, very, very aware of, you know, how your thoughts can really place you in such a negative life, how your thoughts and maybe wanting more, desiring more, or thinking the wrong things can really put your life into negativity, into, you know, into a real deep path of sorrow. And we don't want that. God has pulled us from this. Even if, you know, the desire could be really, really strong, or, you know, or the lack of something, or the not of the unthankfulness and not having gratitude for where God has pulled you from and where God has brought you from, not having those things, you know, can really set your path on a spiral of negativity. And we really have nothing to be sad about. We really have nothing to be unthankful for. You know, if I look at people within the different countries, you know, the India and Nepal, it, like, us in the West is so spoiled. You know, we have everything, we can have everything landed on the plate, on our plate for us. We don't have to hugely worry about matters. For them, it is, you know, there is situations that it, you're in survival. And we are really, we can be so thankful that the blessings we do have, the blessings that God does give us. You know, it always reminds me of that song, A Million Little Miracles, of, you know, there are a million little miracles that God has done for us, you know, a million little miracles that he's placed within our hearts and within our minds. That we don't need to be fretting and worrying and being annoyed as such about little things that take us off. Relax. Be thankful, you know. Actually, things might not be perfect, but they're so much greater than they ever were and they ever are. Like, you know, so when we have that mindset and thanking God, then, and saying to him, you know, this is the path and this is the journey, this is what I, and God will give you all your heart's desires if it lines up for him. He knows exactly how things are. He knows who people are. He knows, you know, many different paths and journeys that you could possibly take. He knows which one is best for you. So when you learn to trust his path rather than your own and your own carnal desires, then things can really be put into perspective differently, very differently. So my encouragement is definitely to continue on your thankfulness, continue on gratitude, continue on, you know, saying what you want and not what you see, and really recognising what you want and who you want in your life is so important. So that's what was on my heart this morning. God bless you.